Hachette Audio presents Instinct, previously published as Murder Games. Written by James Patterson and Howard Rowan. Read by Eduardo Ballerini. For Barbara and Will Cravens, HR. Prologue. The Dealer Manifesto. Entry number one. So you want to be a serial killer? Sure, you can go around just shooting people, bang, bang. But I found that guns, while sometimes the right tool for the job, often leave me unsatisfied. There's a lack of intimacy involved when all you have to do is pull a trigger. You hear the blast and see the carnage, the way your victim's flesh ruptures and bursts open in an instant. But you don't really feel the same adrenaline as with other, let's say more personal, methods of murdering someone. Me? I like to mix things up. There's so many wonderful and creative ways to kill people. And I really feel as if I owe it to myself and my cause to make sure that I branch out and keep it interesting. And even when circumstances do call for a gun, I try to add a twist to it. A little something extra. Sundays always look better with a cherry on top. Still, you'd be amazed at how much satisfaction can be derived from some of the most rudimentary approaches. Stabbing someone to death, for instance. I can't think of a more personal and intimate experience. The sound that a knife makes when piercing human skin is nothing short of intoxicating. You can't help yourself sometimes. You want to hear it over and over and over. Of course, repeatedly stabbing someone to death isn't without a downside or two. For instance, it tends to be messy. That's why I like to wear clothes that I can simply throw away afterward. No muss, no fuss. If you want to be a real stickler for hiding evidence, though, burning the clothes would be even better. But if you're on a budget, or partial to a particular outfit, you know, a certain shirt or comfortable pair of pants that you enjoy killing in more than others, remember that you want to treat the bloodstains as soon as possible with a strong pre-wash stain remover and let it soak in for a good hour or so before throwing the clothes in the Maytag. Also, I highly recommend an extra rinse cycle. Another downside, or at least a potential one, is that stabbing a person to death requires a tad more preparation. It takes a little longer than simply aiming a gun, and it also puts a pre-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?